We have one more storyteller tonight. The final member of the International Tom Hanks Day triumvirate. This is Kellen Manley.
You look like a much bigger group when I only see the speaker. So this is, but yes, thank you, Eric. My name is Kellen. I am one of the THD co-founders, and much like Eric, I want to apologize for being overdressed this evening. I just came from a Soul Asylum concert, and it's been a day. It's been a day, but I'm glad I could be here, and I could be with all of you. I, fortunately, have had the last 12 years with these gentlemen, and I think we've done some crazy, amazing things over the years. My role in Tom Hanks Day is mostly in a social media and a digital capacity, so I run our Facebook and our Twitter, and I help Kevin run our Instagram, and I do all the quirky little videos that maybe two of you have seen on our website or our social media, thetomhanksday.com, facebook.com/TomHanksDay. But I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled to talk about Tom Hanks Day, and I kind of racked my brain of the different things that I could talk about in the capacity of what I've done with these guys for the last decade and a half. From all the contests we've run, from all the goofy shit we've done and accomplished in our tenure as friends. But what I thought might resonate the most and what might be the most fun for some of you is, having been able to run our social media, I get all the messages from all the people who think we're Tom Hanks. We are not Tom Hanks. But people think we're Tom Hanks, and that always cracks me up, from all the movie scripts that I get to read that are hilarious, from all the, I don't want to say broken English, but from all the things I can't understand, but people seem really driven about, that I try to piece together and can just never find a way. But it's a trip. But on top of just movie scripts and people thinking we're Tom, another thing that people really like to point out to us is that we're wrong and that they have a better day. Like, first of all, they're wrong. There is no better day than Tom Hanks Day. But second, no, that's one and two. It's like Fight Club. There is nothing better than Tom Hanks Day. Nothing better than Tom Hanks Day. But in that effect, I thought I might share with you a few of the other days that we've been offered, so to speak, over the years, and I'll see if you agree with me or not. So, without further ado, in random order, here's what I received in 2013. Hey dudes, you know what would be cool? Hulk Hogan Day. Just saying. First of all, anybody who says "just saying" still, even in 2013, doesn't have any say in reality. No offense, just saying. So my response to that was, sometimes I try to be funny, sometimes I try to be sincere, but this one was just very straight to the point. It's just, we don't have that much spandex. Can't make it happen, we don't have the budget. Yeah, I know, that's a kind of a weak one. Well, they get better. So another one we got, and this one was in 2009. And I want to take you back to 2009, because this is around the time of Taken. This is really when Liam Neeson became Harrison Ford of the new generation. Like, he would do anything, as long as he got to save somebody. So I got this, when are you guys going to start a Liam Neeson Day? That dude rules. That's verbatim what it was. That dude rules. Good argument. So I responded back, you know, the short answer, probably never. Because then every year we'd just be the same old thing repurposed for the current year we are in. And then we'd always be worrying about who's getting kidnapped at our event. And it went on, and it wasn't funny. It became actually a lot meaner. But this is the one person who actually replied. Usually when I throw something back, people are kind of like, all right, yeah, it didn't work. But he replied, and all he said was, and this is another one of those idioms that I really hope you're not still saying, but he actually replied, fuck you, bro, Liam for life. For life. Liam for life. And I did not respond, because I don't know what you even say to that. So there's a few other ones. Some of them have been really good. Last year we got one that said, hey, what's up? When Adam Sandler Day gonna be in the U.S., yeah? Can we celebrate Billy and Happy now yet, or no? No. No. But as you can see, Tom, these are mostly sexist. We don't get a lot of women days. There's not a lot of throws for a woman's day. I think that's bullshit. The one we did get, though, this was a while back, and this was, we got a request from and she said, what about B. Arthur Day? That lady seems legit. And I agree. B. Arthur is totally legit. But I think it was great. Someone else pointed out, I was talking about Meg Ryan, and I think if we were going to start a Woman's Day, I think we'd really have to go with a Meg Ryan Day. But then it'd be kind of weird, because then we'd probably have to move our main event to Seattle, and then we'd have to set up Meg Ryan Day in New York. Is this how Sleepless in Seattle goes? I've actually never seen that one. Yeah, I know, we're bad at this. We're bad at this. And then, you know, there's all this drama. If our party's going to move to New York, or their party's going to move to Seattle. Or someone's going to have to jump in a volcano. So we're not sure. And then the last one I wanted to share with you, and I actually got this one 2 weeks ago, and it was for a Rahm Emanuel Day. And I'm not from Chicago, but I know from what I hear from my friends in Chicago, that guy's probably not awesome. So we did some digging, and I looked into it. And the email that that came from was a ramennoodles69@AOL.com. So I'm almost 100% certain that it was from Rahm himself. And you cannot have your own day, dude. So that was it. The one we hear most often, and you guys will probably all agree, because he's another great guy out there and one of the only few people that could probably have a day of his own. But we do hear a lot about Bill Murray Day. And I have nothing bad to say. If you want to tell me how cool a Bill Murray Day would be, I wholeheartedly agree with you. We're not going to make it happen, but Groundhog's Day would be a great day for you to start one if you wanted to. Kind of breaks up the time between April Fool's Day and when we do our Tom Hanks Day thing and that, and we could have a lot of fun. So any of you young entrepreneurs out there, you go-getters, think about it. But seriously, in the end, I think the only way this could have been possible for us is to do a Tom Hanks Day. Having his support for the last decade, having these dudes' support for the last decade has really changed our lives. We've gotten a lot of incredible opportunities that come from it. We met fucking Hank Aaron. That's awesome. Not to mention Tom Hanks. That's how awesome this connection has been for us. And we don't take it for granted. We really look forward to doing this every year. We look forward to trying to raise as much money for Lifeline Energy as we can. That's lifelineenergy.org. They are a wonderful, wonderful organization. They do amazing things for people who need it, all inspired by education and information, which is truly critical at this day and age. So with that said, I hope to see all of you at Lincoln Hall, April 2nd, from noon to 5, right here in Chicago. We'll be there all day. We'll be having a great time. We'll have tons of great Tom Hanks signed memorabilia for you to win. Lots of fun for you to have. And on that note, I know I was the best speaker tonight, so the first 20 of you who come up to me personally and tell me that can get a free Tom Hanks Day sticker. But thank you very much. Go Tom Hanks. Appreciate it.
I'm down on some Soul Asylum, Kellen. You want to jam on some Misery?
I'm down.